to Glow in the Dark.
Glow in the Dark. Glow in the Dark. Glow in the Dark. Glow in the Dark. Glow in the Dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. You can find my stuff online. A lot of it's free, at least first books and series and things like that. Just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or go to mikeluoma.com. That's MikeLuoma.com. I have a Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. That's for this podcast and the comics and the other publishing that goes on. Of course, you can look me up personally, too. Please do. Facebook.com/MikeLuoma, MikeLuoma. And that's how I am on Twitter, too. Twitter.com/MikeLuoma. Glad to see you if you're on either of those. I'm now Glow in the Dark Radio on Instagram, so there's that, too. There, I just took a picture of the microphone and posted it on Instagram. Again, I'm on their Glow in the Dark Radio there, so you can see me. I have a mailing list as well. When you sign up, you get a free ebook. It's a PDF of the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. It's a pretty cool anthology of my stuff that you can't find anywhere else. The Alibi Jones short story, Ghost in the Machine, which is now pretty much incorporated into The Hornet's Nest, Alibi Jones and The Hornet's Nest. You get a preview of Alibi Jones Vacation, which is a comic book story, so you get to see that. It's in the Adventures of Alibi Jones, issue number 2 from Glow in the Dark Radio Comics. There are excerpts from the Vatican Assassin Index, the history of the future, and some background stuff there. There's some of the black and white original art from Federico Guillén of Good Samaritan number 2, which is finally coming out next month. Oh, wait, this month. It's February now. It's kind of a behind-the-scenes sample of my work. Probably wouldn't be of interest to the general public, but I think it's something that if you like my stuff, you might find interesting. Let's talk about what's happening on this episode. You know, when you show up on a planet where they've promised to kill you on sight, you'd probably better show up in disguise. So, Alibi Jones is on the planet Kismet, where he's been warned if he shows up there, he's a dead man. So he is in disguise as a female of the Dakor species. After all, he's visiting Kismet with the Dakor delegation. As a chief diplomat of the Dakor, Rakar, tries to get his son and Alibi's friend, Kit, out of trouble. The crime lord, Lavalor, who owns and runs Kismet, is planning to put Kit to death for planning to assassinate him. Alibi is there on Kismet to try to free Kit. Rakar doesn't believe Lavalor will spare him. Now, the Dakor delegation arrived on Kismet in our last episode. Now, Alibi Jones needs to find out where Kit is, but also, Lavalor is holding Alibi's ex, Katie. She's there on Kismet, too, and Alibi plans to free her while they're there as well. So Alibi is going to have to figure out where Lavalor has her and where he's got Kit as he starts making plans to free them. His efforts begin in Chapter 19 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. Before we get to it, a little bit of book news. I got a very cool email from Roman, who has just discovered my books. He loved the Vatican Assassin trilogy. I wrote back with my thanks and suggested he check out this podcast, so he may be listening right now. So thanks again, Roman. It's really nice to hear from people discovering my work. And I'd love to hear from you. glowinthedarkradio@gmail.com. And as Roman discovered, I do write back. You know, it's good to know my free downloadable podcast novels are still drawing in new fans. That's pretty cool. Yay! And speaking of Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, number 4 of 4, has been out now for about 2 weeks. That is at Comixology and Drive-Thru Comics. And I've heard from a couple of people now who have grabbed the 4 issues, and still others are waiting for the trade. That happens. That's the trade paperback, what they call the collected graphic novel sometimes. And that's going to be out in mid-March. So if you're waiting for the trade, that's mid-March. But you can get issues 1 through 4 right now. 4 of 4. Art by Christian Navarro. And the color, the brand new color by Juan Carlos Quatordio. Making it look pretty damn cool. Coming up next, before that, from Glow in the Dark Radio Comics, before that collected graphic novel, is Good Samaritan, Unto Dust, number 2 of 2. Which I'm very proud of. And I'm really excited for you to see it. There's amazing pencil art by Federico Guillen. And stunning colors by Ken Latier. My words and letters. Book 1 came out a couple of years ago, so I'm going to release both issue number 2 and the collected 2-in-1 graphic novel at the same time, on the same day. And that's the day that Good Samaritan takes his catchphrase from. Ash Wednesday. Remember, man, that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. Of course, he uses the older version. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shall return. That's why it's Good Samaritan, Unto Dust. So that is indeed coming out Ash Wednesday. I got everybody to cooperate with me to get it out on that day. It's pretty cool. Looking forward to releasing it to the world. February 14th, by the way, Ash Wednesday. Yes, also Valentine's Day, but Ash Wednesday this year. It's about Father Bill Sullivan. He's a priest in Boston. It's 1965. This is kind of superhero noir. He's a priest with superpowers, which he thinks is the power of the Holy Spirit, by the way. And he's trying to track down and stop a demonic vampire molester, while also trying to keep, you know, his shit together as a priest, trying to do his duty there. So you can get the story in Good Samaritan, Unto Dust, number 2, and the 2-in-1 graphic novel, both coming out on February 14th. And that is it for news. And up next, we'll get into Chapter 19 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hey guys, I'm Ray Belli, the host of Words for Granted, a brand new podcast that looks at how words change over time. Have you ever wondered where words come from or why they mean what they mean? Yeah? Well, me too. In fact, I think about these things all the time, and that's why I've created Words for Granted. It's kind of like an ongoing greatest hits compilation of the most fascinating word evolutions in the English language. Did you know that villain once meant farm worker, or that bead once meant prayer? The bottom line is, if you're a word nerd, let's be friends. You can find out more about the show at wordsforgranted.com and follow Words for Granted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I hope you tune in to the next show.
Now, here's Chapter 19 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. There's someone who wants to see you, Thomas tells Alibi when they meet up. A dealer out on the casino floor. His name's Martin Ramsey, the girl's father. Martin? Alibi asks. Wait a sec, Kitty's father?
It is.
And he wants to see me?
Now that he knows you're here, Thomas says.
Let's hope that news doesn't spread, Alibi says.
Seems he knows where Katie is, but he won't tell me.
No?
No, Thomas says. He rolls his eyes. I think he wants to meet you.
Fourth table along the right-hand wall.
Alibi moves through the Kismet Casino, looking for Martin Ramsey. His face itches fiercely from the fake fur mask he's wearing. Alibi peers past the fur and out from under the hood as he makes his way through the casino disguised as a decor female. Alibi sizes up the man with the boot as he approaches the fourth blackjack table along the wall on the right.
Huh. Younger than I thought he'd be. Don't really see a resemblance to Katie. She must look like her mother.
Hello, Martin? Alibi asks.
What?
The man asks, staring back at Alibi as if looking through his disguise. Alibi freezes.
Martin's on break, the man says. Didn't know he knew any aliens.
Alibi doesn't respond.
Cat got your tongue?
The man laughs at his own joke. A short, balding, older man comes up behind the other dealer.
Is there a problem?
The older man asks the dealer. The first man looks away from Alibi and towards the older man.
Nope. You back?
Yep, the older man says. The first man hands him the boot of cards.
Your deal then, Martin. And you've got something, or someone, looking for you.
The first dealer walks away, but he steals a look back at Alibi and Martin as he goes.
Hope he doesn't cause trouble. Hope I'm a convincing dacoureur.
Can I help you?
The balding, older man asks, sounding timid and uncertain. Martin Ramsey? Alibi asks.
Yes? Oh, I get it. You are
Yes. Alibi cuts the man off before he can finish saying his name.
Is that other dealer going to cause us trouble?
Alibi asks Ramsey.
Who?
That last guy, Alibi explains.
Herbie? No. I don't think so,
Ramsey answers.
Not convincing. This is Katie's father? It was his gambling that got them all stuck here in the first place. Don't want to forget that he's kind of a worm.
That's a great discuss.
Stop! Alibi cuts him off. Ramsey stops, but he looks hurt. Alibi tries to assuage his feelings.
Thanks, Martin, but I've got to be careful.
Not another word about names or, you know, related stuff, okay?
Gotcha, Ramsey confirms. Sorry, I understand you want to be careful.
He leans over the table towards Alibi and says in a softer voice,
But I do think we can talk here.
Alibi tries to look around and case their surroundings without looking like that's what he's doing.
It is pretty loud in here, with all the games and the gambling machines.
Really? Alibi isn't convinced.
Thought you wanted to know where she is,
Ramsey says, taking a little offense to Alibi's mistrust.
I do,
Alibi insists. Ramsey leans back and smooths down the front of his vest.
Okay, then, Ramsey says.
He leans back towards Alibi. Last I knew, she was out on a dig, out in the wilds of Kismet. Wait, Alibi notices the way Ramsey phrased that sentence. Last you knew? Ramsey hesitates.
I haven't seen her in about a month. Katie's, kind of closer to her mother.
Ramsey looks down at the table as he talks.
Katie's mother and I are, separated.
You told my friend you knew where she was, Alibi accuses the man. Martin Ramsey looks frustrated.
Well, it was only a month ago, he protests.
Where can I find Mrs. Ramsey? Alibi pushes back.
She works in the kitchen. We don't see too much of each other.
Thanks. Alibi nearly spits out the word. He turns and storms away from Ramsey.
Pathetic. The man is pathetic. Gee, why do you suppose Katie has trouble with men?
Alibi makes his way back to the Dacour's rooms. He finds Kat waiting for him.
I have just returned from visiting my brother, Kat tells him. I told him you have come with us here. He said you should not have come. He said you are not to come see him.
Gonna be hard to rescue him without seeing him, Alibi cracks. Where are they keeping him?
He is in a special holding cell, Kat says. They had just moved him from the slave quarters. Evidently our arrival, or more precisely our father's arrival, led to his transfer and special treatment.
Is it easy to get to? Alibi asks.
It is well guarded, Kat tells him. It is in part of the old ship, so it is near the center of the city.
Is it somewhere I can go like this? Alibi wants to know, indicating his dacoureur disguise.
Yes, I believe it might be expected that members of our delegation would be in that area, Kat says.
Great, I'm going to go take a look. Case the situation. I'll try not to let Kit see me. Can you do something for me? Alibi asks Kat.
What is that? Cat asks.
I need you to find that man, Brady Thomas. Get him to meet me back here. You'll need to go down into the casino.
I will look for him.
Summoned, Thomas meets with Alibi.
Martin Ramsey was worthless, Alibi tells Thomas. Hasn't seen Katie for a month. The only worthwhile piece of info I got from him is that Katie's mother is working in the kitchen.
Well, kid, at least we know where to look.
Thomas tracks down Katie's mom and reports back to Alibi in hiding.
She's in the kitchens, all right, Thomas tells Alibi. Couldn't see any way for you to get down there to talk to her, so I asked her about your girl myself.
And?
Well, she ain't on a dig, but she might be digging, Brady says. She's working on a body disposal crew. Makes trips out onto the untamed part of the planet's surface. There is some good news. Mother says those trips are under minimal supervision. Not too many guards. But there is some bad news.
Okay, Alibi says, absently. He's already thinking.
What are you thinking, Jones?
I'm wondering, Alibi says. Wondering who I should rescue first, Kit or Katie.
Yeah, that's some food for thought, Brady Thomas observes. Here's more. That bad news? The girl's mother says Lavalure had her blood laced with killbots. She can't leave the planet's orbit without them exploding and killing her instantly.
Great! Alibi almost shouts with exasperation. So even if we free her, we can't take her anywhere or it'll kill her?
Pretty much.
God, I hate Lavalure.
Join the club. It's a big one. Thomas jokes. But I thought we were coming here to spring the Dakur Prince. When did it become about this girl?
Katie's part of the deal, Alibi explains, again a little exasperated.
She your girlfriend, then? Thomas asks.
Not exactly, Alibi says. Not anymore. I mean, I don't think she is.
Gotcha, kid, Thomas says with a smile. Don't worry about it. We can get her off the planet. There are ways to purge killbots from the bloodstream. Most of them aren't pleasant ways, but there are ways. Maybe you can do some poking around, find out what sort of bots Lavalure's people use, find out how they administer and purge them.
Sounds like a plan, Alibi says. I don't want to go out in public here any more than I have to. Haven't run into Peterson yet. I aim to keep it that way.
Can't argue with that wisdom, Thomas agrees.
That was Chapter 19 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. Killbots in the blood that go boom if you leave the orbit of Kismet. That'll keep you on the planet. Could keep Katie on the planet, unless they can figure out a way to get around them. And Kit sounds as cheery as ever, yeah? Throwing shade at Alibi even when Alibi isn't there. It is hard to rescue someone who doesn't want to see you. Alibi Jones is figuring out how to rescue two people who don't seem to care too much for his presence. Oddly enough, Alibi knows better, figures they're mad at themselves, getting mad at themselves through him. And he still cares about them, enough to risk his life for them both. That's why he's there, on Kismet. Find out how Alibi plans to spring his friends, and find out if they become any more grateful for him in our next chapter of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. You know, sometimes I do that behind-the-scenes thing. Thought I'd highlight the name of one of our characters this episode, as I let you in on a little behind-the-scenes stuff, like I do now and then. It's one of those things that might be so obvious you miss it. Or, it's obvious to me because I did it. I came up with it. But it isn't obvious to anyone else. Or, it's so obvious you're like, geez, Mike, yeah, I saw right through that. Of course. What am I talking about? Character name? Brady Thomas. With it being Super Bowl weekend and all. Go Pats. Just wanted to be sure you knew, and I have pointed this out before if you're a longtime listener. He is indeed named after TB12. His name is an homage to Tom Brady. Thomas Brady, Brady Thomas. And some people hate him, so if that's you, you can get mad now. Sorry. Maybe you're listening to this after the Super Bowl, and you're like, why name him after that loser, Mike? But, of course, I'm hoping they win. It's still Saturday as I record this. Go Pats! Go Pats, go! That is all for this week. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. And I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.